I'm joined in the studio by composer Jack Marks to talk about the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra and a piece that he's actually written for the orchestra to play, which is composed for the coronation. So it's great to meet you.
Hi, it's really good to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How old are you for a start?
I'm 22 years old.
22. Tell us about your background and how you got interested in music in the first place. And was there an instrument that kind of shone for you to start playing?
So the first time I got really interested in music was around 7 years old in school, and we was forced to sing in assemblies. And they would have a pianist come in and we would have to sing with the pianist. And the thing is, the pianist caught my eye and I wanted to be able to reproduce what he was doing because I just really liked the harmonies and things which he was doing. And so I kept begging my parents to get me a piano and some lessons. And eventually, by the time I was 8 years old, that's when I started to have piano lessons. And really, my musical interest took off from there. And I think from an early age as well, not only was I interested in just playing the piano and like producing music which other people have wrote, I was always interested in creating my own little melodies and things. So I'd have like a little scrapbook of melodies at which I would write down and come up with little ideas then. So it really started as soon as I got interested in it, and it's just developed and grown since. Like, my parents supported the idea of me learning an instrument, and obviously they we got the piano ready, and I remember playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer over and over again because that was just one of my addictions at the time. And sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, there? Yeah. I was just going to say, so were you naturally kind of gifted?
Yes. So I think at first it took quite a lot of time and effort to really pull things off and get things together, but I think over time things just become more natural, and then it would just become easier to come up with really musical ideas and express all of that.
Now you're studying, whereabouts are you studying?
So I'm currently studying in the Royal College of Music. I'm in my fourth year and nearly graduating on the 7th of July.
Oh, wow. And what do you have to put together, like an end sort of piece? Is it something you have to do at the end?
Yes, so there's an end-of-year composition portfolio that we submit, as well as doing other modules we choose. I'm doing orchestration and film music as well.
Yeah. I said that to you, didn't I, when you came in? I was like, are you going to do anything for film? And then you went, I was like, oh, I must be psychic today. Now, the piece that you've written, the concert, Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra, have got the next concert on the 20th of May, and they'll be featuring a piece that you've composed for the coronation. So how did this come about? Tell us about the music that you've composed. Also, how you do it, because I find it fascinating.
In around 2015 and 2016, I was lucky enough to come into contact with David Pickfall, and he had connections with the Brentwood Philharmonic, and he saw that I was really interested in composition, and he got me that first like orchestral performance of a composition I wrote, and that's where the first like connection established with the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra. And then now I've reached out to them again because I thought it'd be really nice to do a more refined collaboration. As I've had 4 years of practicing composition now, I thought it would be a really good experience to get something performed. It's like a little stepping stone in my musical journey. The way I start my compositions and have been developing this like process over the last few years is to come up with like a narrative or a concept for the piece. And like with the coronation, that was easy because it was just given to me. And with this idea, I like to create narratives for the pieces I write. So there's a story going on and you can like follow that in the music. And that makes it really easy to structure the whole piece and to then get into all of the details. So once I have that idea, that helps me to determine different sections of the piece, how long different sections are, and the character and what's going on. And once that's all in place, then I can actually start working on the musical material itself. So usually I will start by going to the piano and improvising and generating different ideas that way. Or it might be a melody I've come up with a while ago and I've imagined it and brought it out from the grave and taking it because I thought it'll be a good theme to use in a particular piece. And then once I've experimented with improvising on the piano, I then go over to manuscript. And on manuscript, I'll write down all the material in a very bare form. And that just gives me a skeleton score for different compositions which I'm writing. And that's really helpful because I can see exactly where things are going and how it's going to get there. And if there needs to be anything taken apart which doesn't quite work, then it makes it really easy to do that before filling in all of the more nitty-gritty details. So for example, with this Coronation Suite, I started that on manuscript and I wrote down the main themes for that and come up with a rough structure. And then once I've decided on things like what's going to happen in a different section, what kind of character is it going to have, I'll then put that and actually orchestrate it. And orchestration is a whole topic in itself because it's really quite a lot to think about because there's so many different instruments you're writing for. Mm-hmm. And as an orchestrator / composer, you need to know how all of the instruments work. inside out, the more you know, the better, because then you can really control and refine how you're writing for these many different instruments. And that takes years and years of learning and working with players and listening to see what's possible and what's not. Mm-hmm. And the more knowledge you have about that, then the more control and power you have over how you're going to create a composition. Another project I've been working on and just finished recently is a violin concerto.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it's a little over 15 minutes long. And it took me about 6 months to write. So it's quite a big project. And basically, this more strictly followed this process which I've been saying about having this narrative. And so it's divided into three sections and follows this narrative of being a very creepy concerto. So I've called it the Halloween concerto because it's dedicated towards my girlfriend, actually.
Yeah.
And she really loves Halloween vibes and aesthetics and things.
Yep.
So that's why I chose that. And I really enjoy that kind of thing as well. So it's the perfect thing.
How long did it take you to write the composition for the Coronation?
That took me about 6 weeks.
And can I just ask you, I've asked, because I didn't realise this, some musicians, even pop musicians or with their reggae, when they hear a tune, some musicians actually hear, before they even start writing, they hear everything in their head straight away. So when you're doing an orchestration, do you actually go, oh, there we go, that's it, and you can do you actually hear the instruments in your head as you start writing them down? So do you hear it all in one go?
I think it's more of a layering process for me. So I'll start with the bare minimum of the raw ideas of what's going on. And then I'll continuously paint on top of it musically. And it will just keep layering and layering. And whilst I'm doing those individual strokes of paint, if you like, musically, I do really try as hard as possible to imagine the whole line of what it's sounding like. And then it's just a matter of putting all of those different lines together. And then hopefully it all comes together and sounds half decent.
It's going to be the first time you hear it fully, or have you already had been to quite a lot of rehearsals?
I've been to one rehearsal prior. and there were a few instruments missing, but I'll be going to another rehearsal tomorrow to hear it more fully realised, which I'm really excited. The conductor is there to produce the best sound from the orchestra ensemble as possible, and they really have to understand your intentions and view of the piece so that they can then tell the players exactly how to do things and arrange them. So as long as, like, if you're working with a conductor that you're really aligned about how you want things, then things should be absolutely fine and you'll get what you want, basically.
It's always great to speak to people who are extremely talented, and hopefully we'll hear your music on film scores and going forward to the future.
Yeah, you can find music I've written on my website. It's jackmarksmusic.co.uk.
Oh, excellent.
Or a few compositions on there if you're interested.
Brilliant. It's lovely to meet you.